and thank you for calling BioCare. If you know your party's extension, you can enter it at any time or press 0 for the operator. For Rick Weiss, press 10. For Dina,
your call is being transferred.
You need me? I don't really need you. I got what you want.
Rick Weiss.
Hey, Rick. This is Tyler from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually looking to follow up. It looks like you spoke to one of my associates, Darren, last week, and he's actually going to be out of town here for the next week or two. I kind of wanted to just follow up for him and kind of see what it was you guys had discussed. I have here in some notes you were maybe looking for some possibility of some working capital or anything like that.
I'm drawing a blank because I don't remember that conversation. So, so we may have to start over again. So
Yeah, definitely. So he was calling in reference to a pre-approval we had sent you guys for some equipment financing and working capital.
That's right. Yeah. I kind of remember that now.
Okay.
I mean, I think we had it real quick because I probably was. I'm always in meetings, so
gotcha.
It was probably a very quick thing. So, you know, we're a small company. We're always in need of capital to grow our product line. So it's not equipment financing. We're a software company, and other than a couple PCs here and there, we don't really purchase any pieces of equipment. It's if anything, it would be for working capital.
Okay.
So, and if I remember correctly, I now remember, he had some kind of formula for pre-approval. It was based on yearly revenue streams and some percentage. Am I kind of remembering that a little bit?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's based off basically how long you've been in business, kind of your gross annual sales, and then your credit. I'm not sure how in-depth...
Personal credit, yeah. Right.
I'm not sure how in-depth that conversation had gone with you. Were you open maybe to some of the details that you could be interested in, or what was it you were looking to do here?
Well, to be direct, I wasn't looking at all yet. So,
gotcha.
So, but that doesn't mean I think what I had mentioned to him is that we're right now in the midst of completing a very huge project. It's going to be another 5 months, so not so quickly. But we're in the process of completing a major enhancement to our software product.
Okay.
And I have a follow-on that I want to develop, and I may be considering trying to raise some capital to get the funds to do it.
Gotcha.
And so that's where this became maybe interesting slash timely, but I'm not at the point right now where I'd say, I need to get that capital next week. I'm in no rush. We're in good financial shape for what we're doing right now. But I'm working on a strategic plan in the next couple of months. So I think we're almost in July right now. So my guess is that somewhere in August, this would be more be a better timing to have a deeper discussion.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how much capital was it you were maybe looking to take on?
I don't have the definition yet of what effort it's going to take for my team, but one option for us would be to go raise capital, VC or angel capital for equity kind of thing, and that may be $1 million. And so, so the question would be, if I'm going to do that, do I really need to look for additional debt on my books at the same time or whatever? So, but on the other hand, if there's a way for me to, through my revenue stream and a little capital that's debt-oriented so I can save equity, then that may be as an alternative, and I won't know that for a couple months.
I gotcha. It sounds like this project's definitely a few months down the road. Kind of one of the nice things here is the application process and the approval process. We can get you an answer in just around 24 hours for what it is you do qualify for with the programs as well as the rates.
Yeah.
It could actually be really good information just for you to have in the back pocket for when you do start progressing with this project, whether that be just knowing how much capital you can take on or how much more you may need going down the road.
Yep.
So I like that you're maybe starting to look into it now, yet even though the project's not going to be starting for another month or two. By all means, did you maybe want some of the details here? I have a senior associate here that I could kind of transfer you over to, and they can maybe just break down a little bit more as to what it is you could qualify for, and maybe what it is you're looking for, just so you got a better idea for down the road.
If it's something that can be done pretty quick, because again, yeah. it's not on the top of my mind right now. So
of course.
I think in the previous call, we did go a little bit of it, but since that call, I actually know what our last year's revenue was, so it'll be a little bit more factual at this point, so I'd be curious.
Okay, yeah, let me get Sam over here right now, and he can break a few things down for you, okay?
Okay, sure, thanks.
Perfect. Hi, is this Rick?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Rick, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm good, Sam. How are you?
Not too bad. So you were talking to Tyler here. He's still kind of new. I've been doing this a little longer than him. Just wanted to, get on, give you a little more feedback than he might be able to. What exactly are you looking for right now?
Well, as I mentioned to him, I'm actually not looking for anything right now. You guys found me.
Sure.
And suggested that from whatever information you got about us that we may be prime for some debt, and for our purposes, it would be working capital, not equipment financing.
Okay.
But it's not. And I just mentioned to him that it's not something that I would take on in the next probably next couple months. It's a longer period. We're in the midst of finishing off a software company, so we're in the midst of completing a software project for a customer. The follow-on effort is something that I want us to develop, and I may need to look for outside capital to fund it. So that's what this was all about.
Oh, I see. Okay. Any idea how much capital you would need to get that going?
Not yet. We're also considering going to the investment community, angels, VCs, and the gut says we may look for $1 million investment, but again, we're too early on. I'm working on a strategic plan that will define and decide what we're actually going to need and when we're going to need in the next couple of months.
Okay, I see. And it's always good to know, what your options are beforehand, so you're not scrambling around. So it's absolutely something that we work with all the time. Okay, so a couple basic questions for you. What do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
This last fiscal year, we're going to hit about $1.4 million.
Okay, $1.4 million. And are you the 100% owner over there? What's the ownership look like?
It's we're a C corp, but I'm like at the 65-66% ownership.
Oh, okay.
So I'm for all intents and purposes, it's my company.
I gotcha. Yeah. How long have you guys been in business?
23 years.
Oh wow, nice. 23 years in your software company.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Impressive.
Yeah.
Seen a lot then. Okay. Now, let me see. Who do you guys normally bank with? It looks like the information we have here, the offer that we sent you, was based on something you did with Sovereign. Do you guys still work with them?
Well, Santander now, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Actually, that was kind of outdated. All right. Now, do you operate with a line of credit with them?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and how large is that? Is it something that you would, use a portion of when you get to that time, or what's it look like?
We've got, I'm not ready to divulge the number, but it's a
sure.
pretty good amount right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to put together an idea of, when you come to this time, if the I'm working on just that ballpark million number.
Yeah.
The way I see it is you're probably just trying to get to that number however you can, whether it's combining a few different sources or if you find one angel investor or something like that.
And that's what I just told Tyler, did you say?
Yes.
You know, maybe it could be 500 grand from angels and another 500 from other debt instruments, for instance.
Exactly that. Okay. Okay, so to give you a little feedback on kind of, you know, how we would fit into that. The million, we would not be able to do a full million up front, just based on
yes,
the
I didn't think that you would.
Yeah, so, I mean, we... In some cases, we are, but primarily these programs are based on your gross annual sales. With what you guys are looking at, we would be able, you know, off the top of my head, $200,000 would be something that's entirely doable.
Okay.
It would be a realistic number. Now, how about you did 1.4? Was that last year?
Yeah, well, actually, our fiscal year is June 30th, so I just asked what the number was yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't think that's changing much today and tomorrow.
I got you. So my next question was going to be, what are you tracking to do this year? Well, that pretty much answers it.
Yeah, that's this year. And for the last 7 years, we've ranged from approximately 1 to 2, depending on situations and scenarios. So
okay.
It's been pretty considerable. I probably, if I'd averaged the last 5-6 years, we're probably at the 1.4 on an average. Sometimes a little lower, sometimes a little higher. Once in a while, I think our highest was $2.5 million 1 year.
Nice. Okay. Okay. So, how about this? How do you have any idea what the next maybe 3 to 4 months are looking like? Do you see kind of an increase, or is it going to stay pretty level for those next 3 to 4 months?
So we do. We have a budgeting a projection exercise, and I can tell you for the next 12 months. It's highly likely that even if I did nothing more, we're probably going to hit $1 million for the next fiscal year because of some events.
Okay.
So, if I'm adding up all the numbers in my head that I know are 99.99% guaranteed, I can already get close to that $1 million without any additional sales. And of course, you know, so I would think that in the next fiscal year will be at minimum 1 and probably as high as 2.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, if that's the case, depending on how things fluctuate, you know, kind of what comes across in the next couple of months, you know, when the time does come where you do need the funds, basically the way that it works is we take a real-time analysis of the business. So to determine how much you'd be eligible for, we would look at, you know, an up-to-date look at like the business bank statements to see the cash flow. So if there is a little fluctuation going forward, I could see that number, the 200 that I gave you, it could increase, it could go up to 250, something like that. So it would be on the board. Like I said, it is a real-time analysis though, so I don't know for sure until we get to that point. Right now, I'd say, you know, to be safe, we'd be looking around the 200,000 mark.
Sure.
Now, how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it, you know?
It's very high.
Oh, okay.
Upper 700s, I think, at this point.
Okay, nice. All right. Now, you know, when you do get to the time where you are looking for the, you know, the funds, once you get them in place, how long does it take for you to start seeing a return on that?
That's part of the issue of a small business, especially in the software, right? So we provide a cloud-based service that has to be sold, and it's a usage-based fee. So we have to build up the usage, and so there's a ramp up. So that's some of the work that we're trying to do now in our strategic plan is what's the next big thing that we're developing, and what's the return on that investment, and how long is it going to take? So it's exactly what I'm trying to figure out in the next couple of months.
Sure. Okay. And really, primarily, the reason that I ask, it won't really affect how much is available to you, but it would come into play when we're determining the type of term that we would set you up on.
Sure.
If you're going to see a return sooner than later, it's best to go with a shorter term. So you're not paying as much interest on it.
Yeah.
You can minimize that extra cost. If it's something that's unforeseeable. On the return, you can always stretch it out to be the longest term, and then from there, we do offer prepayment discounts. So if you have a return sooner than you anticipated, you can go ahead and pay it off and save yourself on that interest.
And when you say longer term, are you talking like long term, like 20-year kind of thing, or?
Actually, no. For these particular programs, the terms go up to 3 years. They're primarily shorter term loans.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, and I would guess, I'm going to guess that what we're looking at is a 3 to 5 year return on our investment here.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I mean, we would be looking at the 3 year programs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And to give you a little insight on that, it's the terms are shorter because of the nature of the loan. It's unsecured cash. So we don't, put a lien on the business. We don't take collateral, anything like that. And that's why the terms are shorter. We're able to match you up with a term that makes the most sense for you. So we're pretty flexible on that. Now, also something to remember is, if you did do the initial $200,000 and that was able to help you, reach that million, as kind of a combination of sources.
Yep.
Our source is a renewable source. So once you get midway through the term, we then, we call ourselves a relationship-based bank. So you develop a working relationship with us, show us that you're making the payments on time.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, the risk is mitigated, and we're able to do a little more for you. So when you get midway through the term, we open you up to refinancing options where you would be eligible for additional funding, longer terms, and lower rates.
Yep.
So if you are looking at a business model where, you need initial investment and you see, additional funding needed further down the line, it's something that absolutely matches up with that model.
Got it.
And that's actually the majority of our customers are in their second or third round with us.
And I'm just curious, not that it's that important, but where are you guys located? Are you out of New York or?
We are actually in San Diego, California right now.
That's right. Yeah. I did ask. I always ask that. I'm just curious. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. We have a few different locations, but San Diego is our main office.
Got it. Okay. I don't know if anybody had sent me out or if anything, or the easiest thing would be actually if you can put a tickler in your guys' calendar to follow up with me in August, I think that would be easiest for me.
Absolutely. Now, is August, do you have a set time? I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I caught it. A set time where you think the funding is going to come into play?
So here, there's two things going on right now. One is I've got a major project for a customer that's paying for it that will be done in the November, December timeframe. We're not starting this next thing until that thing is done.
Sure.
Right? But it takes time to raise the capital to get prepared for that. In parallel to that, we're working on a strategic plan that's going to more define what that next thing is and how we're going to do it and how we're going to raise the capital for it, right? What's the path?
Sure.
What's the customer that we'd want to focus this new thing on? And that's starting next week, and we'll be in process for the next 2 months or so. So sometime in August, September, I should have a clear picture of the path that I want to take for next year, basically.
Perfect. Yeah, we can absolutely, set a time, absolutely a reminder to, reach out to you in August. It's probably a good route to go. And we'd like to stay in contact even going up to that point. If you're going to know a little more next week, we can always touch base 2 weeks just to see if anything changed.
I'm sure that won't be the case. And it's going to be early, probably even in August, but I'll have done at least some of the work in August. So.
Okay.
So August definitely, like mid-August, is going to be the earliest that I could even have a follow-up discussion with any additional information.
Okay, absolutely. We can go ahead and do that. I will have Tyler, set an appointment to call in August for it. Now, do you have any other questions about kind of our programs, anything I can help you with right now?
No, not yet. I don't think it's necessary to go into any more details until I have a better
sure.
picture of what I'm going to do, and then I'll be more specific in whether what you provide would fit with what we need. So
absolutely.
I think we can wait a little bit for that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Rick, did you have an email address that we could put on file here just to contact you?
Sure.
Go ahead.
It's Weiss, Weiss.
Okay.
@ viocare.com, and that's with a V as in Victor.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to have Tyler send you an email just right now. You're only going to get one. We're not going to, bombard you with anything.
Great.
But it will have all of his direct contact information. If you have any questions before August, you can go ahead and reach out to him.
Sounds great. Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right. Nice talking to you, Rick.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot.